You're listening to Drake in the Morning with Wes and Sid on 98.1 The Max.
I was in Kroger last night and was just amazed at one entire aisle of stuff that you don't need. A bunch of candy and cards and toys and stuffed animals and nonsense. Well, each to his own. But we're just all lemmings that just play along and just do what we're told. So go buy a bunch of stuff. Or buy something good like Sherry's Berries. Now, they were meant for Valentine's Day. They're the only thing you should buy ever again for Valentine's Day. The rest of it is all junk.
That's true. They're delicious.
Thank you very much, Sid. Valentine's Day is coming up Wednesday, and Sherry's Berries has the box of berries for you. They are fresh. They are juicy. They are dipped in chocolatey goodness and topped with rich chocolate chips, chopped nuts, and signature swizzles. Man, they arrive in a box. They don't come one at a time. That would be weird. They come in a box with a little thing on it, a little bow, and it's all pretty. So, right now, you can get these Sherry's Berries if you use the code Drake at berries, berries.com, a discount there for you of 20%. That's not bad. Any gift over the price of 29 bucks, this discount applies to that. And there are choices, see, on the website. So go there, make your choice, and you save this money on the purchase of the of anything on there over $29. Choose the date, and it's guaranteed to be there fresh and cold, and she'll love them. Hurry, order today. Valentine's Day is Wednesday. Berries, berries.com. We've had them for years. You'll love them, I promise. Drake is the code at checkout. Get them. Save money. In a minute, a chance for a gift card can be yours to save you even, well, all the money, because the gift card will take care of it for you. When I play the song, you'll know when it is, and you can call then and take care of it.
Do you want the brief on Valentine's
Day? Yeah, when did this idiocy start?
There is a Christian saint named Saint Valentine who was martyred, and that's who the feast honors. There was a pagan festival in ancient Rome called Lupercalia, which happened around in the middle of February sometime, that the Catholic Church put Saint Valentine's Day on too in an effort to Christianize the local population or make their already holidays they had set up more Christian. That lasted until the 5th century or so, and then during the Middle Ages, it was commonly believed in France and England that February 14th was the beginning of the birds' mating season, which added to the idea that the middle of Valentine's Day should be a great day for romance. Mm-hmm. That's where the romance angle started, mm-hmm. and it just slowly kicked up. The first Valentine's poem was written in 1415. The Victorian era really.
How do they know that?
High...
Prove it.
Well, maybe they can. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm reading this from history.com.
All right.
So you can trust them or don't.
I don't.
And then they started in the Victorian era exchanging more and more handwritten notes and tokens of affection. And then printed Valentine's started in the 1900s when printing tech got easier. And that's when the commercialization really ramped up.
And that was what year?
In around 1900.
Okay. So it gets worse every year. And so the suckers keep buying in and we keep playing along.
Right.
And spending
an estimated
so much money.
1 billion Valentine's Day cards are sent each year.
1 billion times, because a card these days costs what? $5-6?
If you get a really good one, you get the 99 cent one.
Yeah. So we are all just, it's nice if you mean it, but the ongoing point, every day you should acknowledge the one you love was in some fashion. Although, it isn't that hard to do. You don't need one day a year to remind yourself, oh, yeah, I'd still love your ass.
Rest of you.
It's just ridiculous. But we do it every year, and we make money off of it, and everybody else does too. But if you only show your love to your loved one once a year, you won't have her or him around very long because they'll be gone. Once a year is stupid. But then again... What do I know? I love Sherry's Berries so much, the entire holiday makes sense. So we'll just leave it at that. So please, for Christ's sake, buy them.
Thanks for sharing yours with Wes and me.
I gave them to you. You know, we've had them for years, so I just pass them out like they're little, you know, gifts for everybody.
Tokens of affection.
Indeed. Like Lucky Charms, which happened to be in the news.
How about that?
Uh-huh. If you live for the marshmallows in Lucky Charms, you may have to find a new breakfast cereal. See, I'm down to reading this stuff like a robot now because I'm just not into it.
Late on Friday.
The marshmallows are being retired from Lucky Charms after a 10-year run. Oh, my, how dare they. This is not the first time Lucky Charms has made a change. No, when they came out, I did not realize this. Lucky Charms made their debut in 1963. Really? They had green clovers, pink hearts, orange stars, and yellow moons. Only the pink hearts from that lineup are around today. How about that? Well, that was really a really important, groundbreaking, breaking news story, wasn't it? makes me ill. Former Styx frontman Dennis DeYoung, one of the most annoying voices in rock history, is marketing, because he got nothing else to do, he is marking the anniversary. It has been 40 years since we were assaulted by the album The Grand Illusion, and the pain has not stopped since. Come Sail Away and crap like that that rolled out 40 years ago is back to haunt us again. This a-hole's going on tour, playing the hits of Styx, because they tossed him out of the band a long time ago and hired some other little flip boy to sing the hits that looks just like him and wears little puffy shirts and is a... Dennis DeYoung, if you like Styx, I'm sorry, I just can't hang. The tour begins tonight. How fast can we get to Wausau, Wisconsin? Not fast enough. To watch Dennis DeYoung premiere the 40th anniversary of The Grand Illusion.
So he's playing the whole album through?
Yep, and the hits he sang on. So, I mean, he was the voice.
For the most part.
But Tommy Shaw sang a bunch of it.
A bunch of the hits, too.
And I guess that Styx is still touring.
Yeah, in fact, they did. They played the Orpheum a couple years ago where they did Grand Illusion and Pieces of Eight all the way through.
So they're going to let him do this. Oh, man. Yeah, I saw a picture of them someplace, and Tommy Shaw was always cute, little blonde hair, but he had, you know, he had some work done on his face, let's just say that, and men should not have a facelift done. He looked like some kind of a freak, and I wish he hadn't done that, but whatever. It's his face, and it's his business. But Dennis DeYoung, he's probably had one, too. He needs an entire lift of his talent, like off the planet. Go away, beat it. But there you go. That's in the news. Let's see. The album, this is an interesting one, though, all kidding aside. Johnny Cash, you know, what do you say about Johnny Cash? A new album called Johnny Cash, entitled Forever Words is the album title. Forever Words will be out on April 6th. The album was produced using various lyrics and letters and poems that Johnny wrote that were found after he passed away. Interesting. The words were set to music by artists like his daughter, Roseanne Cash, who we love, Alison Krauss, who we love, Casey Musgrave, who is just fantastic, Brad Paisley, and many more. That will be something to hear. So it's poems, letters, and things that he wrote that they found and wrote songs based around. So that's great. Roseanne, Alison Krauss, Casey Musgraves, and many more. We'll look forward to that on April 6th. That is really cool. The Sleep Number beds, you know that we've been on those for a long, long time. A decade, I would guess. We have one at my house. My number's 100. Wife is 75. The animals love it. Everybody piles in there at night, and it's extremely comfortable. A great night's sleep. You can set your number however you wish, for firmer or for softer. They even have a bed now that will adjust as you sleep and change the number to make your night's sleep even more better. That's bad grammar, but who cares? It's a very, very nice way to sleep. The beds adjust, and you can ask about them and see all of the beds, any of their stores locally, at Wolf Chase in South Haven and the mall at Saddle Creek. They have their own stores. That nobody else has these beds except them at the store around here. On the front, it'll say sleep number. You can tell where they are. Right now, they have a big sale going on. The ultimate event is happening right now. These beds last a long, long time and don't require buying a new one every couple of years. Right now, save a bunch of money on a number of beds. They have them marked down, in some cases half off, and the queen mattress sets are marked down really low right now. So stop in and ask about the prices or go online if you like. They have a website to see more about this. But it's a better thing to go in the stores and ask and have them show you how they work. So do it today. Buy yourself one for Valentine's Day or just to go buy one because they're great beds. Wolf Chase, Saddle Creek, and South Haven. For these beds by Sleep Number, they are mighty good. That's about it, I reckon. Coming up, the dumbasses of the day. They will be here in just a few minutes.
Email us anytime at mail@drakeinthemorning.com.